drank and cold. I hide in my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close.
Hello, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is
Remix Tape, and I'm Sarah Morris.
And I'm Lindsay Ceballos. And today we have Amy Geisinger, Professor of Economics.
Hi, thanks for having me on your show here today. So I am a new professor of economics here at Lafayette. This is my first year, and I'm very happy to be here.
Yay.
Yeah, and I know Lindsay from also being a co-runner with her, and Sarah, right, because she makes the best cornbread I've ever had.
Oh, wow. Sarah is an amazing baker. Yes. I have experienced many, many examples of that.
Oh, very true. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Cornbread, bringing people together.
It's true. Where's the cornbread today, Sarah?
Oof. Can't eat in the studio.
Oh, that's a really good point. Did you hear that, WJRH? We are abiding by the laws and regulations. Anyway, anything else you'd like to say by way of introduction before we get into your mixed theme, Amy?
Can I tell a little bit about like why I chose this playlist?
Please do. So introduce your theme.
Okay, so yeah. My theme is Nostalgic Nomad. And this
alliteration
playlist. Oh, yeah, because I love that. And this playlist came about because I was thinking about the last time where, like, music and how my relationship with music. So lots of music really meant a lot to me and got me through a difficult time was when I moved to Japan. So it was right after undergrad. And for me, music is kind of a way to not feel lonely. And so when you don't have new friends because you moved to a new place, like, music can really help you kind of work out those feelings.
Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. I mean, a lot of people, I think, use music not to be lonely because they're thinking of somebody, and listening to music is a way of, like, having them around or recreating a relationship or an experience that's not there. But what brought you to Japan? That was just a weird sidetrack commentary on your loneliness, which I think, I think is a great idea and exciting.
Let us all comment on Amy's loneliness.
Yeah, let's talk about loneliness, everybody. But yeah, so what brought you to Japan?
I was a Japanese minor in undergrad, and just kind of always wanted to move there so that I could really learn the language. That was my goal, because I went to a big research institution for undergrad, and so I mostly learned Japanese through translation. So I was really hesitant in speaking.
Sure.
So I moved to Japan so I could learn to speak better, which I did, and then I completely lost it because I don't use Japanese that often here in the States.
Wow, right. Weird. I would imagine you'd use it all the time.
I try to use it every day.
Yeah, you never know. Japanese restaurants, but we don't have many, I guess, in Easton.
Yeah.
There's a new sushi restaurant, but I'm not sure. Have you been to it?
I haven't been to it yet, but I will try this out.
It's all, the town is abuzz with this place, and I can't remember the name of it, so.
Tokyo Sushi.
That's right. I went there.
Oh, okay. We'll have to.
It's quite nice. All right. So maybe we should listen to a few songs, and then we can talk about, I'm really interested when we come back to talk about your relationship with the mixtape idea or format or form, or and how you're organizing these songs.
Totally.
Yeah.
So let's hear the next few tracks from Amy's mix. Nostalgic Nomad is her theme. All right? Let's do it. Let's do it to it.
Late afternoon, another day is nearly done. A darker gray is breaking through a lighter one. A thousand sharpened elbows in the underground. That hollow hurried sound of feet on polished floor. And in the dollar store, the clerk is closing up and counting loonies, trying not to say, I hate Winnipeg. The driver checks the mirror 7 minutes late. The crowded rider's restlessness enunciates. The guess who sucked, the Jets were lousy anyway. Same route every day, and in the turning lane, someone stalled again. He's talking to himself, and hears the price of gas repeat his phrase, I hate Winnipeg. All leaning into sky, a golden business boy will watch the north end die and sing, I love this town. Then let his arcing wrecking ball proclaim, I hate Winnipeg.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Remix Tape. We just heard the next couple songs from Amy's mix, which is entitled Nostalgic Nomad. The first track we heard was One Great City, exclamation point, The Weaker Thans, and then My Own Worst Enemy, Lit. We were talking a little bit about that band name, and also this really story of the CD. The story of the CD in your life. The album.
Yeah. So my sister had that album and we're talking about how she scratched it. So the last like half of the CD, I still don't even know what's on that. Completely forgot those songs. But luckily, the first couple tracks were saved from my sister's clumsiness. And so I still remember that one.
Yeah. And this was, you know, such a huge song for people of our age group.
And yes. Such a huge word for people of our listeners' age group, or at least contemporary students. I wonder if the term Lit is related to the band Lit.
I hope so. I hope they're going to have a resurgence here.
I mean, that would be suit. I mean, they're the coolest if that happened, because they looked into the future. They looked into the future and described themselves from the past. This is getting weird. So we wanted to talk about the remix tape, right, Sarah?
Yeah. Okay. So, Amy, you were just talking about your CD that your sister scratched.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were growing up, you were listening to CDs, tapes, vinyl.
So I would say digital. Like my first exposure is probably cassette tapes. So I have like very fond memories of like, you know, the box of cassette tapes where you just kind of go through and constantly reusing them. Mm. And then having that like fight with your sibling of, I can't believe you recorded over my favorite mixtape, and like running over to the radio so you could record your songs.
Totally.
So you made mixtapes.
Yes, but I never shared them with anyone. So this is like the first time I've ever shared a playlist with anyone. I was really nervous about this.
We're so honored.
And do you think of, and a lot of times that we are honored. We are very honored. But do you think of this mixtape as having a recipient or an addressee? Or is it this theme that you just wanted to share with any number of people? Because sometimes the mixtape thing is kind of like a romantic thing, or like your best friend, you know, you're making like a mix CD for her or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I've never made a playlist, a mixtape, anything with someone else in mind. It's always just myself in mind. Mm. So I did the same thing because, you know, we are creatures of habit. So I created this playlist with just myself in mind, and like particularly like, you know, old Amy and what old Amy would have thought of as being like the most awesome playlist.
Yeah. So going to old Amy, how so your theme is Nostalgic Nomad. How did you choose the three songs that we've heard already? Like, how did you decide to put them on?
So I thought the More Than a Feeling by Boston, that one is a song my parents used to play all the time. So I just highly associate that song with road trips. Like, that is the signal of a road trip happening. So I thought it was the perfect opening song for a Nostalgic Nomad. And the other two, I thought they're kind of talking about how they just don't like where they are right now, you know, and that's kind of how sometimes trips start, you know, is you're not really happy with where you are, where you're going. And so you just need to kind of leave and get out of this place. And I think the One Great City, I've never heard anyone like really just hate a city more than that song.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I thought was funny listening to a lot of these songs is I was realizing most of them are actually pretty bleak. Like, it's not even like just like a couple songs or kind of downer songs. A lot of them have really kind of dissatisfied feelings, but they do it and they couch it all in this funny kind of peppy. Many of your songs are very upbeat. And so I was wondering about this kind of subtone thing of funny bleak, and if that's a sentiment that you, or like this idea of things being both funny and also bleak, if this is something that means something to you, or if this was just kind of coincidence.
Sarah's psychoanalyzing you.
Totally.
So I think some of that was coincidence, but now that you put it that way, I think it's really true. I think a lot of you know, whenever you're making, because I was thinking about a big decision I made at the time when I was doing this. And so sometimes you're like, I don't know what my outlook's going to be like. It may look a little bleak at the time, but you're just excited. And that excitement kind of overwhelms any qualms you may have about that decision.
Wow. You're optimistic. You're actually a really optimistic person.
Well, that's amazing. I just had my whole cup of coffee here. So yeah. Life's looking pretty good.
Life is so good when you have that That's our modern day addiction. I think we're going to play the next few tracks from this mix. The first thing we're playing, I will talk about it later, but I think is the raddest addition on this list of songs. Super excited. So very let's hear this. I get really into stuff and I'm really into this. So let's play and listen and then discuss after.
Drive around this town looking out at this city with mind so bold and thoughts so clear. We said we are gonna get out of here. We said we are gonna get.
Dreaming of your face, hungry and hollow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Remix Tape. We just heard Hey Jealousy, Gin Blossoms, Shattered and Hollow, First Aid Kit, and Santa Monica from Everclear. Did that take you back? It took me back because I love Gin Blossoms. And I think that that was such a great choice. Let's feature a band that I think has been categorized as just like, oh, yeah, that one song, Hey Jealousy, whatever. Which, by the way, amazing song, amazing band. It's grungy. It's poppy. Super just... great song. Anyway, Unsung Heroes, and they're still around. You have a Gin Blossom story you were telling us about.
Yes, it was, I guess, a Gin Blossom almost encounter, which is like a lame story, but I tried to do a race just because Gin Blossom was the final band at this rock and roll half marathon, where I was like, oh, I don't feel like doing this half marathon. And then it came about that Gin Blossom was the featured band, and I was like, I need to find a way to make this work.
So cool.
But unfortunately, it did not happen. But
it might happen again. Run. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this is their gig now. Maybe they just do marathons.
I wonder what they look like now. Have you been following that?
No, I haven't. Actually, even for this... like song, I was like looking them up. I'm like, oh man, still all like the old stuff, like the old pictures of them.
Yeah. The coolest.
That's so cool.
Everyone go out there at the Easton Record Exchange. There's a vinyl copy of this record, by the way. I've seen it, and it's only $18. So
wow.
We had some other questions though. Not about Gin Blossoms and maybe not about First Aid Kit, but the kind of West Coast
slant. Yeah, so we noticed that many of these songs, or like many of these bands, many of these songs, Santa Monica, for example, feature the West Coast or are from West Coast bands. U2 are from the West Coast, not U2 the band, U2, Amy Geisinger, are from the West Coast. So you want to tell us about your place or kind of this setting for in the early 2000s, late 90s, when a lot of this music is coming about?
Yeah, so I am born and raised in Northern California, so born in Mountain View, which only became popular because of Google now.
Whoa,
so now
I've people been there. Know. I've been to your hometown.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is very cool. And but lived in San Jose most of my life. So to me, I've never seen a white Christmas until I moved back east. Palm trees are what I'm used to, and trees without leaves in winter is very unusual to me. And fall is all new. But yeah, so I lived in California for my whole life. And then I moved off to college and never went back. My parents moved out of the state. And so it was kind of like I had nothing to go back to. So I've only been back like a couple times since then. And it's been for like short work trips.
Wow.
So if I got lost in San Francisco, actually, last time I was there. And it was like really frustrating. I was like, I'm from here. Like, I shouldn't get lost.
Yeah.
But I did. So it's like the world changes so quickly.
It does.
So I really feel like I'm clinging on to this like 90s California that I remember so well.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of 90s California, and what does Amy look like in the 90s California? Lindsay has this particular question that I think she wants to ask.
Well, I was wondering, like, what if you were jamming out to some of this music, getting ready for the first day of school? What would you wear in... I don't know, 1996.
Oh, 1996.
So between 1996 or 1989, you can choose which year.
Yeah. So let's see. Amy had these pretty, like, thick bangs. It was really rocking these thick bangs
oh,
with
dang.
Headbands.
I can't
maybe.
Even imagine that.
Cool. That was pretty cool.
With a headband.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was just a really great fashion choice.
Totally.
And probably, other than that, like, sweatpants and, like, sweatshirts. I, like, really kind of just rolled out of bed to, like, get to school.
You were an athlete. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, let's see. So, and this time, I was figure skating. That was, like, my big sport.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, cool.
So, I think so I kind of revolted against, like, always looking nice by, like, being, like, really disheveled in every other part of my life. And then later in high school, I switched and decided to play ice hockey. Because, you know, I already know how to skate.
Whoa, it's like that movie, The Cutting Edge. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
You guys, it's my favorite movie. Has anyone seen The Cutting Edge except for me and Amy here? It's the best movie that's ever made.
Wow.
So Lindsay, my sister actually met the main actor in that movie. She went to go play hockey in LA and just like ran into him.
Oh my God.
And she was like freaking out because she's like, I mean, the actor's not known to doing anything else but this cutting edge
movie.
Yeah,
it's all that.
For those of us that have not seen the cutting edge, can you explain to us the premise?
Can I give like a really short?
Please, Amy, please.
So it is a former USA hockey player who goes blind in one eye and cannot play hockey anymore, but he really wants to win an Olympic gold. So decides he will become a figure skating pair in this pair skating person with this female who is difficult.
And she does not think that he is up to the task.
No. And so through their trials and tribulations, they eventually fall in love. And I won't give away whether he reaches his goals.
Yeah, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Or we do. But you don't have to know that, so, listeners and people in this room.
Wow. Intrigue.
It is such, and it sounds like, that is a really like basic rom-com. But these performances are stellar from this dude, I don't know his name, and this lady, who's really great. So, okay, we should probably move on. But yeah.
So what you did a reverse cutting edge.
Yeah, so I did a reverse cutting edge.
Reverse cutting edge. Wait, this is the best day of my life.
What do we call that?
It's like, it sounds kind of like a figure skating move. Reverse cutting edge.
Yes.
Triple reverse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was my dream. You lived my dream. But
in reverse.
And well, I don't know. The whole thing is really cool.
I feel like that's how you reach your dreams.
I'm so bad at all of that stuff. Hate winter things. Sports. Okay. Let's move on.
I don't know how we easily move on, but okay.
I think it's a transition.
We do, but we also need to. Oh, you want to transition? Okay, so we have a really special treat for all of our listeners today, in that we brought in someone to read our public service announcement all the way from Finland.
Yes.
We thought we really need to add some jazz to this show, and so we recruited and we sent out a casting call. And today, Saura is here.
We have Saara Ratilainen. From Helsinki, Finland, originally from Joensuu. Okay. Now she is reading this PSA. Okay. The short one.
Okay. Right now, nearly 30% of US students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share.
Hmm.
I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in our in your communities. To support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the US Army and the Ad Council.
Whoa. Thank you, Saara.
Thank you.
And a very important education-related PSA from a professor and scholar of Russian culture. We are going to hear now from from Amy's mix, which isn't actually a person, so we can't hear from it. But we're going to listen to the next few tracks of this mix right now.
I've got a hunger, twisting my stomach into knots, that my tongue is tied off. My brain's repeating, if you've got let it out, but they never make it past my mouth. Ba-ba, this is the sound of settling. Ba-ba, 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 this is the sound of settling. Ba-ba, ba-ba.
twisting my stomach into knots.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. What you come here for, boy? You better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into war. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
The faith that grows, and the four I go can make me cry. belly face down on the mattress one. And you hold me, and we are broken.
Welcome back to Remix Tape. Amy, we just all, I think the entire world is thanking you for putting Simi Charm Life on your mix.
We were just rocking out in our booth because that song, man.
that song.
do. So
takes
good.
Takes you back, right?
It does. Takes so you back to good. A less complicated time when you could just jam out to a song that really is about drug use, but that is so upbeat and amazing.
Because
you're just a little, like a preteen just hanging out to that. Kind of a weird contrast. So, yeah. We heard The Sound of Settling, Death Cab for Cutie, Keep the Customer Satisfied, Simon and Garfunkel, and then, of course, what we were just talking about, Semi Charmed Life, Third Eye Blind. What do we got up next?
Oh, I was going to say, how did these songs get chosen for your Nostalgic Nomad mix?
Oh, okay. So I think this group, this really feels like my solid core. You know, like, this is like really the California vibe here. And, you know, it's mixed in with things that are, you know, kind of older than me, like the Simon and Garfunkel. And I think that Keeping the Customer Satisfied is one of those songs that, like, it's, again, like the happy, sad version, right? If you listen to the words, funny, it sounds bleak. Kind of sad.
Sure.
But, like, the whole beat is pretty happy. He's talking about how he really wants to get home. If he can just get through this next bit, then he'll be home and he'll be happy. And, Summer Term Life, again, it's like that happy, sad, right? We're just, the words itself could be a little sad, but, you know, it has such a nice beat, too. And something you can all sing along to, right? You really feel like it invigorates you.
Oh, yeah, man. That style. I don't even know what to call that style of delivery. What's the name of the lead singer of Third Eye Blind? I can't remember his name. I think he's Carson Daly's cousin, though.
No way.
If only we had a fact checker.
There's something weird like that. We really need a fact checker intern. I just remember Third Eye Blind coming on Total Request Live when Carson Daly was hosting and just being like, whoa, this is such a big deal. I think they're related. Wow. That's the story that I have about that. We need to play the next few songs because we're running out of time. I was going off of a different clock, Lindsay clock. So let's play the next couple of tracks. One of them is a more recent one, and then we will have to end. Should we say farewell, though? Should we say farewell because Amy has to leave? So, Amy, thank you for coming on. This was an amazing conversation.
And an awesome mix.
Amazing mix. And please, go off into that beautiful day.
Also, for our listeners, you can follow Amy on Twitter at Amy L-E-Y.
Yes.
Amy Lee.
Lay.
Amy Lay. And you can follow us on Twitter at re_mixtape.
Yes, please do follow us. We have an international following right now, and it's only growing. It's growing by the 2-week period.
You want to say, I followed them when? I was a fan from way back when.
It's true. Amy has already followed us, so...
Get ahead of the trend.
Get with the program. So, Amy, do you want to say anything about the next two that we'll play? Because I know you have to go off to teach, since you are an educator.
I am an educator. And these two songs, I think, are a little bit happier. I think the last one in particular, the Mama Cass, is like your, you know, happy farewell. You know, it's a nice way to end, I think, this whole... When you told me I was going to do this, I knew my first and my last song right away, and it was just kind of filling in everything else.
Yeah.
So this cool. is how I knew I wanted to end this playlist. I'm so glad I got to make a playlist for you guys, and it's my first time like sharing it with a wide audience.
We're excited. So. And this is awesome. Going to be recorded and put on our website, so if anyone listening wants to own a copy, downloadable copy,
wants to re-listen
this,
to this awesomeness,
and you just want to jam out to this, take it on a road trip, please do. So we're going to hear these next two songs. Thank you again, Amy,
thank
for coming
you.
On.
Thank you.
You are a charm and a chain that I stole, especially. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you.
Hey everybody, we're back and we've got a few announcements before we sign off. Our next guest
next Thursday, you should tune in to hear Sarah Edmonds, who's the garden manager at Lafayette Farm, or La Farm, and she is going to play mostly vinyl and it's going to be awesome. So yeah, definitely tune in.
It's going to be really good. I hope you can join us. Please follow us on Twitter as well, as we already talked about. What else are we, this is my part that I'm doing here with this guy, right? Or what are we doing next?
Yes. Okay, so also stay tuned for an announcement when we eventually are going to host our remix tape parody film screening of Cutting Edge.
Yeah.
Get excited.
Yeah, wow. That's going to be off the hook, everybody. In other news, I was reminded of a sad day in rock and roll and American culture and all people who have souls, for all people who have souls, and that is the anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death, which was just yesterday. And so we're going to sign off, and I'd like to leave you with one of their, you know, big hits from this album, Nevermind. So this has been Remix Tape.
Thanks for listening. Stay rad.
Or bad.